News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Got a caller who held on during the break, and I really appreciate that, so let me just grab that call real quick. Line 5, Jonathan from Lauderdale. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm good, Phil. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I'm good. What's on your mind?
Everybody calls me Tank.
Okay, Tank.
I'm here in Lauderdale County, and the sheriff held a press conference out maybe around 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
And he said that they found the vehicle actually before they even know they escaped the jail. He said that 237 last 7 days ago was when they towed it. So that's what the vehicle's from a week ago. Okay. And then he said that they had a romance. They know went back 2 years. She had actually went and visited him while he was in state prison under an alias.
Really?
So,
wow. Sir. That was all in the sheriff's press conference?
Well, they was quite a bit more. I couldn't hear the questions, man. I can only hear some of them. I don't know if something was wrong with their sound. But yeah, they actually found that vehicle a week ago. And it did have mechanical problems. I'm pretty sure it was a surprise to them.
And I think I also saw that they had tried to repaint it with a spray can, and so it had what did not look like a very good paint job on one side where they were trying to paint it green or something like that. But
Yes,
hey, Jonathan, appreciate you holding on during the break, man.
That's all I got.
All right, brother, you have a great weekend. All right, thanks for that. That was an update. Yeah, the sheriff did hold a press conference. In fact, I just saw that right as Jonathan was holding. I did see where they say that the sheriff says this was a jailhouse romance is the only explanation he has. And apparently this car, it may have been found and then impounded. And then someone realized what they had in the impound lot. So that sure enough may be what happened. She did apparently Vicky White, the former corrections officer who orchestrated the escape with this guy. She did apparently sell her house, and she sold it for under market value, and she withdrew apparently $90,000 from her area bank before the escape. So they assume that they're traveling with $90,000 in cash in an unknown vehicle at this particular point. And, that's something else. All right, listen, I'm going to move to the next part of the Triple Dipper. I'm talking about this. I've had it on the list now for a couple of days. Never have gotten to it. We've had so much content, so many great callers and guests that, you just can't get to all of it. But this one, I'm going to get to it now, finally. The Trump effect on Alabama politics. Yes, there is a Trump effect. I mean, you can't deny it. Story here off of Fox News, dated just 2 days ago, 3 days ago. Trump's sway over the Republican Party is on the line in the May GOP primaries. Well, that's sort of true. I will say this. I don't think you can say it's all on the line. I can say this. It's going to be either greatly enhanced or somewhat weakened. But what's apparently happening is Trump has apparently endorsed roughly like 130 different candidates across multiple races in multiple states. And he's just 15 months removed from the White House. He's still very popular, very influential. And in what he's doing right now is he's become what I would call the kingmaker. And you know what? If he doesn't run for office, he might even be stronger by doing that, because then people will not focus on him, but they'll focus on what he wants. He can literally put people in place and sort of anoint them, if you will. But nonetheless, he's still seen as the party's top name. It's really something to watch. And the thing where it really got a lot of attention is Ohio. He didn't just endorse J.D. Vance, who won, by the way. J.D. Vance went from something like 11% in the ballot to over 23% in a matter of a week after he got Trump's endorsement. And J.D. Vance was not the leader in the race, not at all. And so that's a significant bump in the Trump credibility, if you will. But all that to say, longtime Republican consultant, a guy named David Carney, quoted here in this Fox News article that I'm reading, says that literally campaigns still matter. you can get the endorsement, but you still have to have a good campaign. You have to have a good message. You have to be able to take that name and make it part. This is me talking now. You have to be able to take that endorsement and factor it into your campaign, but don't make it the campaign. I think if we've seen any issues with the fact that Mo Brooks lost the endorsement, Mo's now having to recoup somewhat because his messaging was largely wrapped up in the Trump endorsement and also dealing with all of the lambasting he was getting from other candidates. And so Mo is now having to move back to message that does not involve the endorsement. And truthfully, Mo's got plenty to message. He's got a great track record. You can't say he's not a conservative. He's got everything it takes to run for the office, but he's having to pivot the entire message because much of his campaign was seen as being wrapped up in the endorsement. All right, so there's that. But let's talk about some other things about the Trump effect on Alabama politics and where it could or could not go. Do you remember this story? So, first of all, we had just recently the information that Trump was going to hold a rally here in Alabama, and it was going to be literally just about 2 days before the runoffs. So I still predict, and I saw one of my liberals on social media takes issue with the fact that I keep saying there's going to wind up being a runoff. There is. There's going to be a runoff very likely for governor. There's going to be a runoff very likely for the U.S. Senate. There's going to be a runoff very likely for the Congressional District 5. I'm not going to be surprised if we don't have runoffs in school board races. There's so many good candidates out there running right now that you can take your pick and the buffet is full. But that being said, there was a lot of speculation about how much it was going to be, you know, how unique it was to think, oh, Trump's going to do a rally here in Alabama 2 days, 3 days or so before the runoff election. So in other words, if he sees his candidate surging, doing well in a runoff, he comes to the state, they stand on stage, he gives them the 3 day bump. But story from CBS 42, dated just, this is actually about a week and a half ago. Organizers cancel Trump rally planned for Alabama. So there were two Trump rallies planned. 2 days after it was announced that a rally featuring the former president was canceled, which is the story, the first of all, the one that he was going to have 2 days before the primary, canceled. Then they moved to another date. They said there was going to be one in July, I believe. And that has now also been canceled. So we had one for June 18th. We had one for July 9th. Both are off. No explanation. Just that it has fallen through for, quote, unforeseen circumstances, end quote. Now, what that might also mean? All right. That could mean a few things. If I had to pick, which way do I go here? The options I would say are, number one, there truly were circumstances with scheduling and they just couldn't make it work. There's number one. Number two is he's going to go ahead and make some endorsements ahead of the actual primary election, so why come back for the runoff? Then all he has to do is put out a tweet at that point. That's a possibility. And then the third is he sees no benefit to endorsing or putting his name on any of the Alabama races. He's just going to stay out of it and let the chips fall where they may. That's possible too. Well, some of this stuff is interesting, and it goes a little deeper. I'm going to come back from this break we're about to take and tell you some things that have transpired and remind you of some things that happened even just last fall. Right now, it appears that, you know, of course, Britt and Durant in the U.S. Senate race want the endorsement badly. Mo Brooks obviously doesn't have it now. But then what's happening in the governor's race? I mean, Lindy Blanchard used to be a Trump ambassador to Slovenia, and there were reports on thehill.com at one point that Trump was mad at Kay Ivey and trying to get rid of her. Yeah. We'll talk about that when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Technical difficulties, that was a heck of a thing. How long were we out, Copper? We just all said, I'm talking and realized I'm not talking anymore. And so,
yeah, fortunately the bumper music hadn't ended, so it just played out and then went to ads.
Oh, well, okay. Hello, folks. We're back, in case you wondered. Hey, listen, I'm doing this section right now, the Triple Dipper. I'm calling it the Trump Effect on Alabama Politics. I've got more to say, but I'd love to hear from some of y'all. So, yeah, 866-494-9866. I'm curious, what are your thoughts on whether or not Trump's endorsement could affect certain things in our season, our campaign season right now? Like, for instance, we're 2.5 weeks away from the primary election. If Trump suddenly came out and endorsed Tim James or Lindy Blanchard or Lou Burdett, do you think that would bump them enough to make a difference? If Trump suddenly came out and endorsed Mike Durant or Katie Britt, because he's already pulled back from Mo Brooks, do you think that would sway the day for them? I'm curious what you think. Is the Trump effect on Alabama politics as big as it's been in Ohio, where it made a huge difference? J.D. Vance bumping up something like, 13 points in a week. So anyway, tell me what you think. 866-494-9866. Story from FoxNews.com dated March 25th. The Trump endorsement is up for grabs in the hotly contested Alabama Senate race. Well, we do know that. But however, what they're saying here is that as soon as Brooks lost the endorsement, they're saying that he dropped significantly in a poll that came out soon thereafter. You know, part of me looks at that and go, okay, staging of timing, poll hits immediately upon losing the nomination, or the endorsement. Is it suspect? I don't know. But the reality is they show a significant bump for Durant, followed closely there by Katie Britt, Brooks dropping from where he had been. We do know that both Durant and Britt held private meetings with Trump, but he has not said anything yet about any of them. It does say in this case, that in this article, that Trump is looking for a new candidate to toss his support behind after having previously claimed that Brooks was unstoppable in his initial endorsement. So we'll see. What does that do for the U.S. Senate race? I'd love to hear from y'all. But remember this. There was a time when it was being heavily reported that Trump was actually on the outs with Kay Ivey. Here's a story from TheHill.com. National newspaper, or national news site. TheHill.com reporting back in November, Trump seeking to oust Republican Alabama governor over the canceled rally. Do you remember that last fall? I think it was September. There was supposed to be a... it may have been August, but there. Oh, when was that? Hang on a second. No, it was July. It would have been a 4th of July rally. That's what it was, at the Battleship Park in Mobile. I love that place. The Battleship Park in Mobile. Can you ask for a better location to have a patriotic event? You got a major World War II battleship sitting there, just guns up, just ready to go. And you're going to have an event there, and the Battleship Commission, of which Governor Kay Ivey is by default the head of that commission, denied the Trump camp or the Trump organization's opportunity to do so, just out of the blue. Kind of shocked everybody. Like, what just happened? The former president of the United States cannot come. Well, it might be it's a partisan event. Listen, I've got friends who held their political events there. When did that become a rule? Well, it was a dicey time, and I've forgotten what it was that it was seen to be something that Governor Ivey may not want him around at that point, but the Wall Street Journal reported, as now being recounted by The Hill, that Trump advisors were saying that they privately blamed Ivey for the decision to cancel that rally, which was supposed to have taken place right there at the Battleship Park. And the former president has reportedly met with Linda Blanchard, who served as ambassador to Slovenia, to discuss a potential endorsement if she would switch from the U.S. Senate race to governor, which she did. Here's the response. When Trump's organization was asked to respond to these reports about trying to oust Ivey, it said they did not directly respond to the report about trying to oust Ivey, instead calling attention to the powerful force of the former president's endorsement. You know what that is? That's a non-denial, and that's curious. But we don't know if that's mellowed. We don't know if that was even all legit. I mean, it may just be that Trump wanted to let his name continue to be the name that people look around and try to figure out what he's doing. Because, that's part of the art of the deal, is keep them on their toes. I don't know, man. I don't know. So, all said and done, we do have a story from AL.com right around the same time. saying much the same thing. Former President Donald Trump had discussed giving his endorsement to U.S. Senate candidate Linda Blanchard if she drops her bid and runs for governor against Kay Ivey. Trump is said to be unhappy with Ivey, according to AL.com, whom he blames for the cancellation of his July 3rd Freedom Rally at the USS Alabama Battleship Memorial Park. The rally had been rejected by the USS Alabama Battleship Commission amid some commissioners' concerns that, quote, the legality of hosting an event could be construed as partisan, which they believed violated state law. But Ivey, by the nature of her elected office, serves as the honorary chairman of that commission, but advised that she would not comment at that time. How to say it? But advised the commission that state law would not bar the event. There's a better. I'm sorry. I almost don't want to misquote that. So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. All right, listen. Trump didn't just go into Ohio, though, and back J.D. Vance. Story on Bongino, dated just a couple days ago, is that Trump went in and endorsed J.D. Vance and 22 other candidates. And he went 22-0 in Ohio and Indiana. I'm sorry, 22 candidates, 22 total candidates in Ohio and Indiana. I'm sorry, same election day. And he went for a, he batted 1,000 that day. So either he's good at picking or he's literally got the name that anoints the next king. That's interesting. So what's the Trump effect on hashtag AL politics? You tell me, 866-494-9866. Copper, go ahead and move us to a break. We'll move this thing forward. Coming up top of the hour, if things go as planned, my sincere hope is we'll be joined by Eric Johnston, the author of Alabama's extremely tight pro-life law that some are saying they might need to weaken now. I question that. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.